Hello everyone, welcome to Small Biz Tips. So about a couple weeks ago, I went to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. I had this amazing dinner with all these really cool people, and I met this gentleman here, and he started sharing what he was doing, and I was blown away. So I had to bring him on the pod. George, what's up, man?
Hey, and how are you? Good morning. How's
Good
everything?
morning.
Good
I
to
am
see you again.
fantastic. Thanks for coming on, brother. I appreciate you.
No, anytime, anytime. We gotta
So,
support each other.
I'm curious, right? Who is George?
Who am I? You can call me Jorge or George.
Okay.
Who am I? I'm a born in Peru, Lima, Peru, moved to Miami when I was 13,
Wow.
lived there most of the time, currently living in Dallas. I'm an entrepreneur, as your listeners, and what we have been, I currently am the CEO and co-founder of the company. I'm very lucky to have an amazing business partner. Otherwise, I'm not sure if I could have been able to build what we have. His name is Alejandro. Shout out. Our company name is HamperUp, and we have an online platform where we connect laundromats, dry cleaner owners that they want to start or increase their pickup and delivery business. And we are an all-in-one solution for them. We build the technology, the facility app, operators, also the driver app and the customer app. They just have to contact us. We make sure that they have enough business. We have been able to change some of our partners' lives. They're making over 20,000, some of them, and we handle the customer support. Nobody wants to be answering calls, emails, text messages while you're driving or while you're working. They do what they do best. We also make sure that the customer acquisition costs, because what is going nowadays, now the laundry business was not a sexy business. Now it's becoming very sexy because of many videos in YouTube. They're telling you can make a lot of money. Yes, you can make a lot of money as long as you made the right decision. You bought the right laundromat, the right multiple, and you learn your stuff. So
All right,
definitely,
so
yes, go ahead.
I got a lot of questions for you because you're right, the laundry business is super sexy nowadays. So before we get to that, right, let's go back a little bit. So you're from Peru, right? So you came to the
Lima,
States
Peru.
around the same time I came, when you were 13. How was
2001.
that for you?
Actually, it was not a chuck. I had 2 years. I knew 2 years ahead that I was moving to the States. My mother came before I did. So, and I'm a social person, and I was able to make good friends at middle school. And at that age, you learn fast, and I wasn't shy. So it was not a chuck. Actually, I was shocked of moving to Miami, of how many Latinos were. I thought that I was not actually in the US. So that was the shocking part, thinking
That's
that I
funny.
was, yeah, that, and I had to speak Spanish 90% of the
So you didn't,
Yeah,
when
thankfully,
did you learn
maybe
English?
for some, when I learned before I moved, I would say from 1 to 10, a 5. But then I learned more. But I was actually learning Spanish from different countries because I was exposed to Cubans, Peruvian, and they speak 5 times faster than me as from South America. So
That's
I had
awesome.
to learn that. Yeah. But no, I was learning from school. I'm not sure if you're familiar with ESOL. So I learned at school, and just by meeting other people at that age was not difficult. And then
I'm curious, right? So, because I also had to go to ESL just like you to learn to really master English. I learn here, but I'm curious, kind of like fast forward as you grow up, right? You know, what did you do before you started this hamper app?
Okay, so I went to school. I went to school even before going to, I studied international business and audio engineering. I wanted to be a musician, a music producer. And I went to an institute called SAE. But I didn't want to go that route because even though I love music, I still love music, but I was fortunate to go to China when I was on my early 20s, right after, and I decided I want to go into international business. So after I went to international business, and that's where I met my co-founder, my business partner, and we had very similar, we were similar minded, and we said one day we're going to start a business. And I got a job selling LED screens and traveled all around South America selling these LED screens. And what I did after 5 years, 6 years, I met one day with my business partner, and he was in the laundromat business because his parents, they bought one back then. They only had one. Now they have five. But he wanted to install these LEDs into his laundromats, and we sell advertisement. I decided I like your idea, but the business I'm in, we're selling large sizes, stadiums, billboards, big sizes. So I'm not your guy. Definitely, if you want to go. And I thought, wow, I haven't seen Alejandro for many years, and I think we can do a business. And then both of us, we call each other one day, hey, why don't we start an app? Because we were into technology as well, technology sales. And that's where the idea came out. 7 years ago, we moved together because nobody know how much is involved before you start the business.
There we go.
We were not developers. We had to look for our first developer. We thought that we only needed one developer. And then when you start interviewing the developers, they will start asking you, do you want an app for iOS? Apple? Do you want an app for Android? And we thought that we only had to have one. And then you have options. You can do hybrid. We had to open our first Wix website. And yeah, after 1 year of developing, spent around $40,000 for our first app. Back then, there were not that many white label options. We have the app, and we forgot two things:
What?
marketing. We thought by just having the app, we were going to have business, but it wasn't like that. If you don't spend your time, if you don't spend money on marketing, nobody's going to know about your brand. And the second thing, we received our first order and we forgot to have reminders,
Oh my
notifications for
God.
us. I went 2 days after to check on the system. Wow, we received two orders and we didn't pick them up. Yeah, no, many, 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 many lessons and some a good advice that I always tell everyone. We decided to go the iOS route and we were not able to take orders from our website. So anyone that wants to start doing any type of online business, now you have Shopify. There might be other white labels options, but make sure that you have it available for the web. And then you can go into the apps, but first the web, because nobody will have an excuse to tell you, oh, I couldn't order because I didn't have an iPhone or an Android. With just by having a website and being able to order there, you have secured at least order
That's
your
gold. That's gold, man. Because you think about it, everybody will go directly to the app route, but if you have a website version, it eliminates some of those barrier and issues. Now you said a few things in terms of lessons you learned when you were working with those developers. And I'm glad you said that because a lot of people don't realize how many type of developers there are out there. So how did you guys end up going through this since both of you were not, you know, technical? How did you figure out, okay, this is the developer I want? Because some people have hired developers, the person come in, do nothing, ask for a lot of money and then leave. You know what I mean? And they feel robbed. So how did you guys end up figuring out, okay, this is the right person?
So I remember before we started interviewing, I was looking at a magazine, at an airport, and I went to this website named Upwork. They had an advertisement where you can hire freelancers. So we went to their website and started looking for app developers. And we looked not only the US, we checked 4 or 5 different countries. We didn't have any preference, but first we had a budget that we had to respect. We didn't go for the cheapest. We didn't go for the, we couldn't afford the most expensive one.
Yeah.
But we looked for someone that had at least 10 projects that they have done in the past. Because we had many cheaper options, but they didn't have the experience. And we couldn't communicate that well with that person. Yeah. So we ended up going with somebody from Russia that he worked for a development agency, because we said, okay, let's work with an agency that they have many developers, because we're going to be an overnight success and we're going to need 20 developers. It didn't happen at that fast, but we're proud to what we have built so far. And even you don't, sometimes we overthink.
Yes. That
we need the best brand, we need the best logo, we need the best videos. No. If I had to do it again, we would just have our website with a form, period. And look at the demand, look at the business, learn before, because we were already spending, we have to spend $40,000 in the app. We're talking 7 years ago. And we had to delete and write again code, because we didn't know the business actually. Even though my business partner, he knew the ins and outs of a laundromat, managing the on-demand, the pickup and delivery, is not the same. It's a different company.
So tell us more about that, right? Because I think Hamper app is very unique, and the laundry business is seen as the boring business, and now everybody want to buy a laundromat. Tell us, how does the Hamper app really help, let's say, either your family's already in the business or you're thinking about a laundromat? How does that app really help you?
The app, we started only mostly focused on residential customers.
Okay.
A single person nowadays, I'm not sure in your city, but in Miami, being able to afford an apartment with a washer and dryer is extremely expensive. And if you're moving to, here is called an efficiency, where you have access to a part of a house, that's one issue. Also, if you have a comforter that you cannot fit on your washer, you can outsource it, and Hamper app, our partners, we have 46, we have large washers. Also families, people, we're trading our business, our work, for time. You only have time during your weekend, and you have to decide if you're a family of 5 or 6. It's not only one load, you might have 3 or 4 loads.
That's true.
That means 8 hours. So if you have a company that can pick it up at your door, we will pick it up and return it in 24 hours.
Wow. So that's huge.
Convenient. It's convenient. You can select your preferences.
Yeah.
Some people like baby detergent, eco, softeners, and you can select it. And you can now, last year, we had a huge release that you were able to track the driver. Now you can track the driver, because 90% of the calls, they wanted to know, where is my driver?
So I want to get this right. With the Emperor app, it creates convenience. You know, you have laundry, you don't have time, especially if you're professional, young, or you have a family, and you don't want to spend 2 hours to 4 hours to 8 hours in laundromat. You go on the app, you place an order, a driver comes to your house, pick up your laundry, take it to the laundromat or wherever it needs to be washed, fold them, and bring them back to you within 24 hours.
That's correct.
Wow.
In many cities, 7 days a week.
How many cities are you guys in?
We're currently in 40 cities.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And we don't want to expand anymore at this moment, because another mistake that we made, it was open many cities, have many partners, and that's not the issue. Right now, we have over 1,000 business owners waiting to be part of the platform, but we
Wow.
need a marketing budget to make sure that they have enough orders to go as they expect. But what we have been doing in the last 3 years, we have been pushing the commercial side.
Gotcha.
Yes, right
Tell us
now.
about the commercial. What does that look like?
So on the commercial side, our first customers were salons, doctors,
Ah,
like
interesting.
dentists, chiropractors. They're doing massages, and they need to have their towels or sheets
Yes.
washed. And they don't they real estate is so expensive nowadays, and having somebody to install a washer and dryer, they rather use it for something else than install inside their business a washer
Yes.
and you need to have somebody to do it. It's not that you
Yeah.
just talk about it. Yes. And we do it professionally. So nowadays, that's how we started. But then we started getting Airbnb companies. They are growing, or
Yes.
they are busy with the housekeeping, and the housekeeping, they need to do other stuff. They're busy, and they just leave it on a bin, on a cart.
Yep.
Some of them, they have been able to grow that they have three or five bins. They are washing thousands of pounds. So we facilitate for them. We will pick it up and return in 24 hours also for their
That's
business.
amazing. Now I'm
And
curious. So you guys own the platform,
yes.
or the drivers, how do the drivers make money? Do they make money on getting the load? Is this like another opportunity for them? Just trying to have better understanding.
So right now, the way we work with the actual partner, the partner who is the owner of the laundromat, he finds out the driver. Or in some cases, they are the driver. If they cannot be the drivers, if they cannot hire a driver, and some of them, they have three drivers, but in case that they because you need to get a car, vehicle, insurance, pay for the driver. We partner with third-party deliveries like DoorDash, Uber, and they will do the pickup and delivery. And it's connected into our technology.
That's amazing.
Just by touching a button. Right now, we only have 1% of the orders are going through there.
Wow, Jorge, George, this is amazing. I can see this growing at a massive scale. Congratulations to you, your partner, what you guys been able to do so far. I am curious, you know, because I'm looking at the time, is I'm gonna have to have you come back, man, because this is so good. So what is, throughout this journey, because you've been doing this for like 7 years, what is that one small biz tip you would share with any entrepreneurs that, you know, from all the lessons you already shared, what is that one additional tip that you think can really help them?
Which part will you like to? I can talk about marketing, operations,
Anyone, it's, I'll let
management.
it up to
Okay, let's do three quick tips.
Okay.
when just give one or two opportunities to a person. If that person is not aligned to your vision, it's better to look for somebody else. Sometimes we give so many opportunities and that person is not aligned and it's better to move on. Goodbye. You will find another company and
Wow.
that's good. Second, SEO on the marketing is something that changed the company. We were able to double our revenue by using SEO. Google
Okay.
Ads is good, but it's very
Yes.
expensive. Something related to if something is working, try
Yes.
to double down on what is working. We
Okay.
were very successful in Miami. We had over 10 daily orders, and we could have double or triple, quadruple our revenue, but we decided to get distracted by other stuff, by going the licensing route, having partners, and we stay on that 10, 15. It took us way longer. When something is working and it is a demand, it's easier to target alike. And the last one, residential. If somebody is on the D2C, but the B2B also helped the company double our revenue. And right now is 70% of the revenue is through business. And
Wow.
you will be surprised. Back then, I didn't know how many businesses needed our service. Nowadays, we receive inquiries every single day from different type of business,
Wow.
uniforms, government, and many others. And most important, don't give up. It
I
won't
love
be
it.
easy. And don't listen to all the mentors, but listen to mentors that you feel that they have been through similar situations.
Wow, this
Thank
was
you.
so
Thank you
many
for this
gems.
opportunity.
How do people get in touch with you if they want to download the app, if they're a business owner, they're like, I need this right now. What should they do?
Easy. They can go to Google, type in Hamper App, HamperApp, one word. And all our social media is also under Hamper App. We only have one name. And they can look for me as J Rod, JROD, Hamper App. And I'm also an open book. Anything that I can support and help the community, I'm here.
Fantastic. Guys, check out Jorge or George Rodriguez at Hamper App. As you can see, he's an amazing entrepreneur. He gave us so many gems. I really appreciate you, brother. Check him out. Check out the app, guys. Download the app. Use his services. As you can see, it's super convenient. Thank you for your time, brother.
Thank you so much.